The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.
Alhamdulillah. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa nuthni 'alayka al-khayra kullahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah waliyyu salihin wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abdullah wa rasuluhu al-amin. Salatan wa salaman da'imain mutalazimain ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر فهل ينظرون إلا الساعة أن تأتيهم بغتة فقد جاء أشراطها فأنى لهم إذا جاءتهم ذكراهم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقال حبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقوم الساعة حتى يكثر الهرج قيل وما الهرج يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال القتل 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 أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله respected علماء اكرام respected fathers mothers honorable youth in Islam. Dear respected and honorable listeners of the VOC, we greet you with a greeting of love and peace, a greeting of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, first and foremost, we thank and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have once again in His infinite mercy afforded us to be present here today. In this Mubarak time of Jumu'ah, we make dua and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure all the sick. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to place sabr in their hearts and likewise the hearts of their families. And more special dua, Jamaatul Muslimin, for one of those particular ladies that I consider to be my mother, subhanallah. You know, one of our mothers, subhanallah, Sister Firdaus Issa. We make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her kamil, complete shifa, insha'Allah ta'ala. We make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place sabr in her heart and likewise the hearts of her children and her family, insha'Allah ta'ala. And special du'as for all the deceased. We make du'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fill the qubur with nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to loosen their tongues at the time of questioning. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to elevate their stages in Jannah. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Nevertheless, Jamaatul Muslimin, if there's one thing that all of us in this masjid, outside this masjid, unanimously will agree to, is that in which time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have allowed us to open our eyes. I swear by Allah, Jamaatul Muslimin, that not only South Africa, not only Cape Town, but the global world is facing such problems. And it seems that as if there is no solving these problems, Jamaatul Muslimin. It is as if it is just continuing and continuing. And every single day a new thing is popping up, subhanallah. A new problem. It is, Jamaatul Muslimin. I spoke to one of my friends. I said to him, subhanallah, indeed, it is a sign, you know, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Oh my Sahaba, I need to inform you, the best of times is this time now that I am in. This is the cream of all times. Meaning all barakah you'll find in that time. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Then that time to follow that which is the time of the tabi'een. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ the tabi'i tabi'een. And I need to translate this over to our times. I swear by Allah, if we should ask our elderly people sitting there on the benches at the back, what barakah and what time Allah gave them back in the days of the District 6. I swear by Allah, they will translate and they will tell us stuff. You know, as youth of today, it will sound virtually impossible. It will sound like these people are just telling us stories. It will sound like this is, you know, just beautiful stories these people are telling us. Wishful stories. But I swear by Allah, Jamaatul Muslimin, it is all the truth. Yesteryear, the women of yesteryear, the children of yesteryear, didn't fear playing in the road that anyone would come and kidnap them. Yesteryear's children didn't fear, Jamaatul Muslimin, that they would go down the road and that people would snatch them and people would harm them. Yesteryear's children, subhanallah, leave alone madaris, leave alone the madrasas, Yesteryear's children, Jamaatul Muslimin, not only Muslim, but they were in one house, Muslims, Christians, Hindus, all lived in the same house. Today, Jamaatul Muslimin, a whole different ball game. It is as if, and we can see it today, Jamaatul Muslimin, yesteryear's children different from today's children. Yesteryear's parents different from our parents. Our millennium parents was different, subhanAllah. To such an extent, you know, the glory days back in the District 6, that no child would dare stand in the company of his father. No youngster would dare to try to smoke a cigarette in front of another elderly person. Today, it is total transformation. Today it's a total different case. We find Jamaatul Muslimin, not only is our youth of today rebelling, and not only is our youth Jamaatul Muslimin not obeying to what their parents are teaching them, but we find even the parents of today as different parents. So you'd find the father sitting in his lounge and allowing his son to smoke with him. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and we're sitting with so many a crisis, and we don't want to stand here today using this Mubarak time of Jumu'ah just to complain and to highlight the problems. No. But I ask you the question, subhanAllah, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, if we can't complain to Allah, where and to whom can we complain to? No government is ready to listen to us. There's no organization ready to listen to us. In fact, our children don't even want to listen to their parents. So we complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Current condition, unsafe. Current condition, women abuse. Current condition, children abuse. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La taqumu sa'a. Now I need your undivided attention. La taqumu sa'a. Qiyama will not come. Qiyama. Hatta yukthir al-harj. Until harj intensify and become popular. Popular. Sahaba didn't understand this word. Qila wa mal harju ya Rasulallah. O Rasul of Allah, please inform us, what is this word harj? Three letter word. Ha rajim. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-qatl. Al-Qatl, Al-Qatl. Oh my Sahaba, killing will become popular. Oh my Sahaba, mass murdering will become popular. Oh my Sahaba, raping will become popular. Oh my Sahaba, people will show absolute no more regard to life itself. Oh my Sahaba, when you see these things happening, then realize and understand that Qiyamah is close. Hadith reported in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. The rawi of the hadith is none other than Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu. Ali radiyallahu anhu said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iza fa'alat ummati khamsa asharata khaslatan, halla biha al-bala. Now we will obviously sit still, and as parents we might, and as children we might listen to our parents, the stories that they are telling us. What a safe environment they had when they grew up, and how unsafe it is today, and how we can't trust today. We might think today things are happening just because of coincidence, but I swear by Allah that is not the case. Everything happens because why? It is the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to find out today what attracts the bala of Allah. Nabi Muhammad SAW said, if my ummah indulge in 15 things, if they perpetrate 15 things, halla bihal bala, bala from Allah will become halal upon them. We'll come to later in the hadith to what is the bala. I swear by Allah, the things that myself and yourself are experiencing, we might think that we blame the government and we blame this one and we blame that one. I swear by Allah, we need to start blaming ourselves. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha tukhidha al-fay'u duwala." Number one, that you will find people, fay in Arabic refers to spoils of war. It refers to booty. But it refers also to those particular property which is waqfun lillah, which is waqaf. Nabi Muhammad SAW said, you'll come across a time that people will take waqaf to be their own personal property. People will use waqaf as it is their own. As if it is their own, Jamaatul Muslimin. People will handle waqaf, that which belongs to Allah, like it is their own property. We can translate it in any way we want to, subhanallah. Try to fit it in today's society. Number two, wal amanatu maghnama. People won't honor their amana anymore. Their word won't be, subhanallah, people won't be taken by their word anymore. We're referring to the Muslims. And when a person makes an amana and he breaks his amana, Nabi Muhammad SAW said that this is a clear sign of a munafiq. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ وَإِذَا أْتُمِنَ خَانَ وَإِذَا أْتُمِنَ خَانَ. Signs of a munafiq is when he speaks, he lies. When he is entrusted, when he makes an amana, he breaks his amana. He dishonors his amana. What is the place of a munafiq? إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. May Allah remove all the signs and the qualities of nifaq from our hearts. وَالزَّكَاتُ مَغْرَمًا. Number three, subhanallah. وَالزَّكَاتُ مَغْرَمًا. To pay zakah will become a burden. Allah's awamir will be a burden to the ummah. For the man to indulge in riba will be easy. Allah says, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِن رِبَا لِيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. So they are involving themselves with riba, thinking that it will multiply. Their monies will increase. فَلَا يَرْبُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. But inform them their monies by Allah will not increase. Rather, fa'dhanu biharbin min Allah wa rasuli. Rather, inform them that they have declared war with Allah and Allah's Rasul. When it comes to zakah, this is a burden for us. We don't like to pay our zakah as if it belongs to us. No, that belongs to the ummah. وَتُعَلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ. Number four, وَتُعَلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ. And you'd find people acquiring deeni knowledge not for the sake of Allah. The man sits alone at home, he bought himself a Sahih al-Bukhari English translation version. And all of a sudden the man is a qualified alim. Left, right, and center pass demand fatwas. La ilaha illa anta. Khurwad allama. Because he has now a version of the Bukhari Sharif. English version. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man talaba al-ilma liyujari bihi al-ulama aw liyumari bihi al-sufaha aw yasrifuha wujuhan nasu ilayhi. أَدَخَلَهُ اللَّهُ النَّارِ. That person that studies acquires deeni knowledge. لِيُجَارِي بِهِ الْعُلَمَا. To argue with the ulama. To dispute with the ulama. أَوْ لِيُمَارِي بِهِ السُّفَهَا. Why to look like Mahir, like an expert in front of the other people. Hy eendag ooit gesien, gakkie, hy wat die alwe sêg jong. Hy sit sommer sêg op sy plek jong. Gakkie het 'n translation version van die Koran by die huis Yusuf Ali. And then Haki thinks that that gives him the right to tafsir. Man tafsir net. Allahu Akbar. Yudillu bihi kathira wa yahdi bihi kathira wa ma yudillu bihi illa al-fasiqin. Allah misguides with what? Bihi refers to the Quran. Allah misguides people with this Quran. And Allah guides people with the Quran. Let it be, inshallah, if we acquire knowledge, first of all, لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ الْكَرِيمِ, for the sake of Allah. Nabi Muhammad says, why? They want people to look at them. They want fame. They're doing it not for the sake of Allah. أَدَخَلَهُ اللَّهُ النَّارِ. In spite of their knowledge, Allah will throw them in the depth of Jahannam. May Allah protect us. وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ. And a man will be obedient to his wife and disobedient to his mother. I need to pause on this point. A man will be obedient to his wife, to the desires of his wife. And please, in the name of Allah, sisters, don't try to get me even wrong. A man will run his shoes off for his wife. But I swear by Allah, a simple request of his mother. Then we have a whole lot of words to tell her. And I'm saying this to all of us sitting here whom Allah has blessed with parents. For those of us whom Allah has taken one of them or both of them away, may Allah grant them the highest places in Jannah. For those of us whom Allah has blessed with mothers, oh beloved brothers in Islam, if forever once we made them cry, once only. One Sahabi came to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulallah, man ahakku bi husni sahabati ya Rasulallah. Oh Rasul of Allah, can you tell me who's entitled to be my close friend, my best friend, my closest friend? Nabi Muhammad informs him. Rasul says, ummuk, your mother. He says, thumma man, and then after, qala ummuk, again your mother. Thumma man, and then after, oh Rasul of Allah, qala ummuk, again your mother. And after that, qala abu, then your father. One sahabi by the name of Jahama Salami radiallahu an, he comes to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, arattu jihad, oh Rasul of Allah, I want to make mashura with you. I desire to become a shaheed. I desire to be one of the martyrs, oh Rasul of Allah. You know, can you advise me what to do? You know, I'm a bit between I don't know what to do. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him one question. فَهَلْ لَكَ مِنْ أُمْ أَوْ جَاهَمَا, tell me, do you have a mother? He says, نَعَمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He says, yes. Nabi Muhammad informs him, أَوْ جَاهَمَا فَإِلْزَمْهَا فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ عِنْدَ رِجَلَيْهَا. أَوْ جَاهَمَا, where do you want to go? You are seeking for Jannah on a battlefield while Jannah is staring at you every single day. Oh Jahama, be kind, be dutiful unto your mother. Have mercy upon your mother, oh Jahama. Be in her khidmat, oh Jahama. And I promise you, Allah will enter the doors of Jannah for you. Thalathun la yukallimuhumullahu yawma al-qiyama wa la yanzuru ilayhim wa la yuzakkihim wa lahum azabun alim. Three types of people. We'll just give you one for today, inshallah. ثَلَاثٌ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will not speak to them on the day of Qiyamah. Now this alone within itself is punishment. وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ. Allah won't even dare look at them. We know how we feel in a company if you know the host or the host, you know, that invited us, subhanallah, he's not paying any attention at us. We are the guests, but I ignore it for me. Ik voel somewhat a disgrace, ik voel lekker, ik voel uneasy. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't look at those particular people coming the day of Qiyamah. the day that we will need it the most. وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ Nor will Allah, nor will they be purified. Number one, عَاقٌ لِوَالِدَيْهِ is a disobedient child towards his parents. In fact, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O my Sahaba, don't even befriend an aq. Don't make a child that is disobedient to his mother, don't even befriend him. Why? He has no place by Allah. One particular Sahabi, one particular person in the time of Nabi Muhammad by the name of Talha, and not the famous Talha ibn Ubaidillah. He was on his last moments, you know, on the verge going to Akhirah, busy dying, subhanallah, and he couldn't recite his kalima. He couldn't say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Now this for the Sahaba was, they couldn't think of something like this. This within itself was, you know, mind-boggling. Because all of them, they recited their shahada. Or at least majority of them recited their shahada. Talha couldn't. What now? Off to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu an. Bilal informs Nabi Muhammad sallam, Ya Rasulallah, Talha is busy dying, but there's something wrong, O Rasul of Allah. He can't recite his kalima. O Bilal, go back to Talha, ask the family if you know what is the condition at home, and ask Talha if he still has parents. Bilal went down, found out that you know Talha still has a mother. Rasul of Allah, Talha still has a mother. O Bilal, find out what is his you know connection with his mother. Ya Rasulallah, is not too okay. Call his mother for me. Call his mother, O Bilal. In fact, it was reported in the hadith that his mother was of old age. Nabi Muhammad said, O Bilal, hold on. I, the Nabi of Allah, will go to his mother because of her age. What adab Nabi Muhammad displayed. Today, that child standing in the road, yesteryear, the gangsters would run to help the elderly people. Yesteryear, those who stood on the corners would run to help carry the bags of the elderly people. Today, leave the gangsters, leave the ordinary children. I won't even run to for my own mother to carry her bags. This is the condition of today. Our very own children won't run to help us. And then we find as spouses, we pass remarks and we say things. MashaAllah. Los maar voor hom, man. Sy wil net hartes op die kind. Nabi Muhammad SAW went to the mother. Rasulullah SAW asked the mother, what is happening? You know why? Your son is in this condition. What is your relationship with your son? She says, Ya Rasulullah, I have a very good son. The only problem that I had with my son is, O Rasul of Allah, that he used to put his wife in front of me. O Rasul of Allah, you would often shunt me and put her first. O Rasul of Allah, you would run for his wife more than what you would run for me. You disgrace me and honor her. That was enough for Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Bilal, with Bilal was a Sahabi by the name of Ammar bin Yasir. O Ammar, get me some firewood. This Talha don't even deserve a normal janaza. This Talha don't deserve even a washing, a normal ghusl. This Talha don't deserve even, you know, the normal burial for a janaza. We are going to burn him alive. Immediately, what is a mother, subhanallah, mercy into the heart. He says, Ya Rasulallah, wa huwa thamaratu fuadi. But O Rasul of Allah, I need to inform you, in spite of what he did, he's still the pinnacle point of my heart. O Rasul of Allah, I forgive him. Bilal radiallahu anhu, in fact, Nabi Muhammad said, Oh Bilal, now you go back to Talha. Go back to Talha. Oh Ammar, go back to Talha and see if Talha can recite the Kalima. Perhaps this mother only did it because out of respect for me. Go down there, oh Bilal. Bilal radiallahu anhu with Ammar went down and Talha could recite the Kalima and then Talha passed away. We can't wait because we are not Talha. My mom and yes, all my clear obstacle for week for Asala, what can he? Who's that? Mommy, when are you coming down to look after my lighties? And as mommy ni down gekamati, da kry mommy ook niks. My wife must rest. My wife must lay at the back. The poor mother is standing there. Ironing all her son's clothes, ironing all the grandchildren's clothes. Wallayadu billah. May Allah protect us. Remember what are we actually doing when we allow that mother to stand to iron, when we allow that mother to mop, when we allow that mother to come out of her comfort zone. I swear by Allah, you are doing that to your Jannah. One Sahabi complained, he said, Ya Rasulallah, I understand the level and the respect for my mother. Wa in zalama. But what happens, like we would often say, and you hear our children saying it. Nay, mommy mark for sin flesh. Dementia as he reg hier nie. Referring to his parents. One child told me he wants to teach his mother a lesson. Huh? One boy told me, Mom, Molana, no, I don't have issues, Molana, man. I just want to teach her a lesson. I said to him, you know what? You better make tawbah and hope that Allah still spare you the night. You need to make tawbah and hope that Allah spare you the night and Allah's wrath and anger don't come down on you right here where you are sitting. The Sahabi said, what happens if my mother oppress me? And by saying this, it doesn't mean that our parents is always right. But this is nothing to do with right and wrong. Why does the Quran say, when both of them or one of them reaches old age, then do not disgrace them. Do not humiliate them. Do not even use hard or harsh words with them. فَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَحْفِظْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ Lower your wings, brother. All of a sudden, the son thought that he came in this world by his own self. All of a sudden, didn't deacon that he had and that very same lady that he is giving treatment, I want to show her and want to give her a lesson. That lady didn't walk with him for 9 months. Wa in zalama, and even if they, Nabi Muhammad SAW said, oh my Sahabi, because he asked, what happens if they oppress you? Nabi Muhammad SAW said, wa in zalama, and even if she oppresses you, if only once you open your mouth and cause your mother to cry, Allah will not open one door, but Allah will open two doors of Jannah for the child. Fifth one, moving on to the sixth point. Are we living in that era? A case, Jamaatul Muslim, personal case. Allah alone knows, I said at this particular family, and I couldn't control myself, 5 brothers. Their mother is 80 years old. 5 brothers, I'm saying it live over the VOC. 5 brothers, 1 sister. For the last 12 years, the sister have been looking after her mother. She came to me, Molana, I've been diagnosed with this disease, Molana. And now the other day I carried my mommy, but I fell with her. She broke her hip. Molana, I beg my brothers to come and visit their own mother. Maulana, the one brother, saw his own mother 6 months ago. The other one, and you would think that maybe they're staying overseas. No, they're staying in the same area. The one says down the road. Down the road. He never came to visit. We had a mashura. I said to him, call a mashura. No, no, this is unacceptable. Brothers, what is happening? Allah is still affording you. You should hasten. You should beg. You should wash. You should kiss the feet of your mother. Brother, why don't you take turns? I mean, you're five. You can't look after one. One looked after seven of you. Of yous. The one mother of 80 years old down there, she looked after all of yous. You want to say that you can't even take turns? He said to me, Maulana, my mochi is it a happy ni man. Mami en my mochi het hulle iets val gehet al. Ek sê vir hom, na, o mami en jou mochi het uitval gehet. O mami het uitval gehet nie, mochi het uitval gehet nie, moet mami nie, mami jou janna. To wat sê jy? En nou is jy prepared nie om te gaan nie. Now you cut yourself. Nee, Molina, ek gee nog vir mamie 50 rand. Steek af, moet die kinders. I swear by Allah, Jamaat Musa, if you want to see the destruction of Allah, then look at this. وَأَدَنَا صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَا وَأَدَنَا صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَا. Number seven, you would feel more comfortable. You would love to be recognize with his friends, and he wouldn't want to be close to his father. We feel embarrassed when our father is with us in the same company. I don't want to be close to him. Yeah, he's a demon. En daddy wys my subhanallah. Heartbroken to say, Jamaat al-Muslimin, it's mind-boggling what his own son says about him to someone else. Ek gaat vir hom uitsort. I'm going to get people to sort him out. His own flesh and blood father. One waqi'a. Once upon a time, a person, you know, as a child, he was still a toddler. He requested and he asked his father, Daddy, like any child would do, Daddy, don't you want to buy me a yo-yo? Don't you want to buy me a yo-yo, Daddy? And the daddy, all of a sudden, alhamdulillah, as any father would do, you know, in his own time, in his own capacity, tried to look for this yo-yo for the child. But unfortunately, daddy didn't have enough funds, and the local shops down there didn't have this particular yo-yo that the child, you know, wanted. And all of a sudden, the child grew up, and the child went to school and went to go study, and all of a sudden, he went overseas, went to go study to become a doctor, and barakallah, after a few years, he came back. Everyone rushed off to the airport, all waiting for this big doctor to come. And everyone present on the airport, and this poor father also stood on the airport. And as he came, everyone saluted him, and everyone greeted him, you know, and took photos with him. And his poor father standing there in the background, you know, left him all alone to take photos. And subhanallah, what haya our parents have, to take photos with his friends. They don't want it to spoil his moment. Huh? And because die wat ons se kinders wou sê, Daddy, come out of the way, man. You're spoiling the photo. Dan is hulle reëne wat die mense wat die hartse wil huil as dit janaza tyd kom. Skree. Huil groot krokodiltrane as dit kom by mammy se janaza. But this is a very child that pushed her, that placed her in a home. This is a very child that was disobedient to them. Daddy, come out of the way. You're in the picture. You're spoiling the picture. The father stood at the back. And when everything was finished, the father came forward. And the father said to him, oh, my son, you know, here's a small gift for you. When you go home, inshallah, don't open it here when you go home. He went home. He opened the gift. He saw that his father bought him that yo-yo. What is a father? He never forgets. I swear by Allah, whether it is by his means, he will make a way. If not, oh Allah, you assist, oh Allah, you help, oh Allah, you know what the need is, oh Allah. That father will run his shoes off. That child came back to his father and he told his father, how dare you buy me a yo-yo? Don't you know that I'm a doctor now? What do you, are you trying to disgrace me? His father looked at him with tears in his eyes. And his father said to him, oh my son, yesterday's amusements, meaning this yo-yo, you wanted it dearly and you wanted it really. It's a means of a disgrace for you today. You feel disgraced today because you're a doctor. The daddy said to him, but let not today's amusements, meaning all your degrees, all your monies, all your status, be a means of a disgrace for you tomorrow when you will stand in the court of Allah. Let it not be that you'll stand in the court of Allah and Allah will disgrace you on that particular day. May Allah protect all of our youth and our children. And by saying this, Jamaatul Muslimin, as parents, it is highly by time that you need to wear the garb of parents. Oh fathers, you need to put on the shoes of fathers. You need to wear the fatherly cap. You are not the son. Remember, one of the signs of Qiyamah is أَنْتَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا أَنْتَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا, that the slave girl or the women will give birth unto their own masters. The parents will become the children. And the children will become the parents. In the constitution, legalize, it's a law. You can't even slap your child anymore on the hand. Huh? Where's the hadith of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Muru awladakum wa abna'u sab'a sinin. Order your children, show them, be the role model. Not only tell them, oh fathers. And this is the difference between the millennium and yesteryear's parents. The father wouldn't lay at home and tell his sons and his children to go to the masjid. No, no. That's the parents of today. The father tells the son, hey, make finish, you must go to madrasa. Then the father sits and play PlayStation. Huh? The father sits and play with the TV games. The father. And the son must go to madrasa. Allahu Akbar. Can't be normal, Jamaatul Muslimin. Yesterday's parents, different to today's parents. Nabi Muhammad said, so show, be that role model for your child, how to make salah. In other words, father, be first in the masjid. وَضْرِبُوهُمْ وَهُمْ أَبَنَاءُ عَشْرَ سِنِينَ انْتَخَلَ, and hit them when they come to the age of 10 and they don't want to make salah. Now I'm on live, I'm on air. You know what? Some brothers would tell me, Molana, ma fasirta, praat ma moina. Mun mani, dai seni, you know, it's a law in the country. Thuis vir hoekom ons sit met creatures. Tell me if I'm lying, thuis vir hoekom ons sit met creatures as kinders. You can't send your child to the shop anymore. Hy trek sy gesig na die kant toe en hy kan. Dan sê die motsie vir jou, ag, los hom maar, man. Simple things that we can't depend on our youth. Illa mashallah. Illa mashallah. But we can see what tomorrow has or have in store for us. Yesteryear, this country, apartheid was abolished through with the youth. In the time of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was the likes of Abdullah ibn Abbas, it was the likes of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, it was the likes of Salim Mawla Abi Hudhaifa, it was the likes of all these people, youth, Mus'ab ibn Umair, youth, that drove Islam forward, that picked up the flag of Islam, that had ambitions and goals. We are sitting with youth, youthless. I say, man, I will next visit. Sheikh, what do you want to become one day? The teacher's excited. No, Oh, nothing. Staan op die corners. And oh, fathers, in the name of Allah, when our youth enters the masjids, man. You know, I know it is the house of Allah and there's laws in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let's try to invite them in the house of Allah. As he klong sy jeans a bit young, trek maar sy jeans op for him, man. Because there's almost no more youth left. Daar gaat niks meer aan nie. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. My time is up, subhanallah. One more point, Jamaatul Muslimin. وَظَهَرَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ I need to mention this. وَظَهَرَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ The eighth sign is that people will raise their voices in the masjid. People will raise their voices in the masjid. People will have absolute no more regard and respect for the sentiments and also for the sanctity and the respect of the masjid. The man will come to the masjid and he discuss all his sports in the masjid. The man will come to the masjid and discuss all his worldly things in the masjid. Regarding that person, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Fala tujalisuhum." Don't even go close to him. Don't sit close to him. فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ Allah has absolute no regard for that person. This is the house of Allah. Like our homes have rules, this is the house of Allah and it has rules. When we want to raise our voice, let it be inshallah with tilawatul Quran. We find in our masjids and masajids throughout the Western Cape, if not throughout the world, the man going, ya salami bro, ya ha ha, what say Zairan, the yellow, amli musallis is disturbed. Everyone must hear that he bought himself a new bucky. Total disturbance. Brother, no one want to know about your dunya. Why this place here is not a place of dunya. This is our akhirah. If you can't have akhirah talks here, don't talk at all. One occasion, Jamaat Muslim, Umar ibn al-Khattab sitting at the back, witnessed two people sitting in front of him, right in Madinatul Munawwara, laughing, talking. Umar threw them with something. He said to them, in our layman terms, that you are so lucky that you are sitting in the house of Allah. Otherwise, knowing the short-tempered Umar ibn al-Khattab, jylle sal hier dieselfde weer gewisit het. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify us first of all, insha'Allah ta'ala. We need to become an ummah that is amilan. Amilan. We, alhamdulillah, we are aliman. Huh? Was kolom alims, muftis. It was pas wat was it. We already aliman. We have knowledge all over the show. The man touch his phone, skit alles op. The man got knowledge is all over. Barakallah. But we need to become amilan. And we find this is where the ummah is lacking. We are talking the talks. MashaAllah, bayana yendang uklas. But we are not amilan. The practicality of it we don't do. Practicing, inshallah. Nak mai inshallah stakian. Inshallah, inshallah. Tikarikas yendang, inshallah. You know the famous one when we need to make niyyah to go for Hajj and Umrah, inshallah. That Allah for us fakhan, as was rikas in 2029. That's the key. That inshallah, practicing, we need. And this is what the ummah was. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Walladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Illa alladhina amanu. You'd always find with iman, coupled with iman is amal. Iman is not enough. We can't be of those people that say, Allah fastan, Allah's ghafurur rahim, salas and mayhatan. You need to physically make the salah. Having salah in your heart is not enough. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amilan inshaAllah ta'ala. On the little, remember, little baby steps. Baby steps. A person that comes closer to Allah with by a handspan. Allah comes to him, you know, by an arm's length. That person that comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala walking. Ataytuhu harwalatan. Allah comes to him running. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayah. May Allah make it easy for us. May Allah guide and protect our youth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a life with iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, make us leave this world with iman. May Allah resurrect us on the day of qiyamah with iman. In the company of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah enter us all into the jannah of Allah with iman. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.